If you're in New York and you need a good laugh, you could go to a comedy club.
Or you could just pick up the latest edition of the New York Post, which is known for its irreverent front-page headlines. When the former Secretary of State knocked back a beer on one of her trips abroad.
Swillery. When the Lance Armstrong doping scandal broke.
Drug peddler. When CIA Director David Petraeus admitted to having an affair.
Cloak and shag her. Well, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the Post's headlines are a guilty pleasure that say a lot about the way some New Yorkers view the world.
So I'm standing at the corner of 57th and 7th Avenue here in Midtown Manhattan, and I'm about to get on a bus. But not just any bus, a tour bus, and not for just any tour, but a tour of New York, a tour of Manhattan, through the headlines of the city's most notorious tabloid.
Are you joining us today?
Jason Hackett of New York Cruise Lines welcomes people on board the double-decker bus. And we're all on the open-air upper deck. The tour costs about $50 a head. It's run in partnership between the tour company and the newspaper, whose history and culture are on full display.
It was established in 1801 by the guy on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. So it's 50 years older than the New York Times.
And we're off with our guide, Dennis Lynch, whose tour patter revolves around the paper's most legendary headlines.
Headless body in topless bar. You're probably familiar with that, are you?
That is by far the most famous. The New York Post take on New York is defined by crime, celebrities, scandals, and puns. Other tours show you Central Park. The Post tour looks at the other side of the street.
Now, look to your right. See the Helmsley Park Lane? Remember Leona Helmsley, the queen of mean? She's the one that left $12 million to her dog.
You can see where this is going.
Of course, the Post, the headline there was rich.
Let's just say the next word referred to the dog. At Rockefeller Center, the home to NBC, the tour guide goes out of his way to taunt NBC star Matt Lauer, a favorite target of the New York Post. And here's another.
Alec Baldwin, he and the Post, they always tangling with each other. Alec the Bloviator.
At a certain point, it gets too cold on top of the bus. And I'm not referring to the hearts of the Post headline writers. It was actually 28 degrees. So I duck downstairs with Jason Hackett, the tour guide's chief marketing officer.
There's a great Post cover for almost every scandalous, crazy thing that's happened in New York. And even going back into the archives with Mae West as we were going past Jefferson Market Library, you know, she was held there in prison. And that, you know, that's great stuff for them. So,
were there ones where they said you have to do this and ones where they said you can't do that?
No, we all agreed that to really have the impact, there were the things that we wanted to hit, the celebrities, but nothing was off limits.
And yet, there were some Post headlines the tour chose not to focus on.
We're at 7th Avenue, just north of Times Square.
But we do not hear about a recent and infamous Post headline about an event that took place yards away from here. The Post put a picture on the front page of a man about to be hit by a subway train. The headline, doomed. The journalism world was appalled, as it often is. The Post headlines are sometimes gory, insensitive, or flimsy excuses to parade women on the cover in skimpy outfits. It reflects a New York that is both sexualized and cruel. That's what built the Post, creating larger-than-life characters in headlines like I Am Death Wish Vigilante.
55 West 14th Street is Bernie Goetz, the famous vigilante subway gunman. He still lives there.
Not sure if it'll be a hit with tourists, but sitting on top of the bus, Matt Haber says the New York Post mentality is bigger than just the newspaper. He's the editor-in-chief of travelandleisure.com.
Tabloids and gossip is sort of the language we all share, and it seems like something that a lot of people would be interested in.
Of course, no matter how many headlines they can come up with from the glory days, they've got to keep writing them over at the New York Post. After all, they not only have to sell tickets to the tour, they have to keep selling newspapers. This is David Folkenflik, NPR News, somewhere in Manhattan's Lower East Side.
You're listening to All Things Considered.